Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. Happy New Year, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on our first show of 2021. If you started gardening last year, kudos to you. I hope you keep it up. And if you have questions, Tom and I are right here for you. This show is live today, so you're welcome to call in with your questions. Maybe this year you'll try growing herbs and vegetables or the seeds you received for Christmas. 2021 is going to be an opportunity to get outdoors more and be adventurous in your landscape. Maybe add some color or a water feature. How about trying to grow citrus again? Can we still do that? We have one of our favorite gardener experts, Lan Waltheim, who's going to give us his secrets on how he grows citrus successfully. We are taking your phone calls, 407-916-5400. Text us at 23680, so join Lance, Tom, Joni, Kelly, and me for this hour of Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
In advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins with Tom, Joni, and Kelly here. It was a quiet week for me. I say that, but it was a week to wrap up a few client installations. And Tony is building and installing a 10 by 12 wooden garden structure. Looks like a greenhouse, but it's got a pitched roof that's going to contain a raised bed for vegetables and herbs, but it's going to be completely screened in 19 gauge wire hardware cloth. That's going to keep the critters like hungry squirrels and raccoons out, but allow pollinators to get in. So I'll post a photo of that when we're finished. So we're doing that this weekend. And thank you for joining us here on Better Lawns and Gardens. Welcome to all our new listeners and Facebook friends. If you'd like to hear any of the shows that you missed, you can go to betterlawns.com and go to the listen page. Or on Facebook, go to Better Lawns and Gardens and like the page. We'd love to see your garden, so you're welcome to post photos. And you can please share with your friends and families. If you'd like to receive my monthly newsletter in your backyard, you can go to my website, she-consulting.com, and sign up. It's free, and the January newsletter is coming out this weekend, so you'll get just at the beginning of the year and know what to do in your yard. So Tom, Joni, and Kelly, do you know that for the first time this year, hindsight is going to be 2020?
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Kind of new. Yes. Yeah.
There you go. We can say that. Hindsight's 2020. And so have you ever looked back? Have you ever looked back and thought you would do things a little differently if you had known? It's always a good idea to talk to an expert and understand methods and advice on anything that you want to do successfully. And that matters, especially in gardening and horticulture. So we're very pleased this morning to have our first guest. He is a wonderful gardening expert. He's a good friend and author, successful farmer, and a well-known national horticultural expert, Lance Walheim. Happy New Year, Lance. Thank you for joining Tom and Joni and Kelly and me.
Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you guys, too.
Yeah, Joni wants to know what type of pajamas you have.
I didn't say that.
Yes, she did. I know. I miss her asking me that. Actually, today I've got my brand-new outfit for 2021. It's nothing but sun and flowers. I'm looking forward to a great year.
Good.
That's enough for you, Joni?
That's wonderful. So how's the weather in California right now, Lance?
It's been pretty nice. It's been a little cold, but not too cold. The unfortunate thing, it's been really dry. We're getting a little bit worried about this. We were supposed to get some rain this week, and it looks like it's backing off. But I was adding things up last week, and in the last 8 months, we've got 0.8 inches of rain.
Wow. Whoa.
That's not enough.
You are high and dry.
Wow.
Yeah, very high and dry. Now, we still have the wettest part of the season usually coming up, so we'll keep our fingers crossed and hopefully we'll get what we need. But, you know, people I know are getting sick of me talking about drought, but, boy, it's been bad for a long time.
I don't want to tell you, but for the year we've had 52 inches. So.
52 inches. We'll send some this way.
I will.
So, Lance, are you still harvesting citrus? How's that going for you?
It's going good. We're having a great year, it looks like. We've got all our blood oranges picked last week. We've got some Cara pink navels that are up next, and they'll be followed by our pixie mandarins and then our Valentine pomelos, which are probably not a lot of people have seen those in Florida, but those are it's a hybrid between a pomelo, a mandarin, and a blood orange. So when you cut the pomelo open, it has a blood orange interior, which, you know, as we've talked, it really tastes good. It's not, it's very sweet. It's very pretty. We're doing well.
Good. You know, we've been getting lots of questions about pruning home citrus, and we're just kind of wondering what to tell the people. What should we be doing? Does citrus need a lot of pruning or what?
No, you know, citrus is not like deciduous trees that have to be pruned to really maintain a quality crop, but pruning can really improve health. If you want to control size, that's one reason. A lot of citrus trees get too big to pick up in the top of the tree. I usually like to open up the center of the tree, remove any diseased or dead branches, so if you have to spray the tree, you can really get in and get a good coating inside the tree. You can also regulate the size of the crop. In other words, some citrus is alternate bearing. Some years they'll have a ton of really small fruit. Other years they'll have just a few big fruits. So when you know you have a big crop coming, if you prune then, you can regulate that crop a little bit and you get a bigger size. And you also want to make sure that, you know, you remove any damage from frost or pests. you know, if you've had some cold weather, it's usually best to wait a bit, especially if it was severe cold weather, because a lot of times I like to wait until the plant actually tells me how far back the damage has been. A lot of time by pruning too early, you can increase the damage if it was severe. Then, you know, so those are the reasons for pruning, and citrus responds really well to pruning, so you're not going to really mess it up. Just make sure you know how to make the right pruning cuts. And then out here in California, because of the psyllid, and I know it's more widespread in Florida, but what we do with the prunings is we'll let them dry for 2 weeks before we'll dispose of them, or we'll put them in plastic bags just to make sure we're not spreading anything around when those prunings are disposed of.
Yeah, citrus people kind of shearing their trees, so it looks like we don't have to be as careful about cuts as we would with maybe other plants.
Yeah, that's true. They respond really well to pruning. I mean, the shearing that we do in a lot of the commercial groves is really a convenience thing and an inexpensive way to really kind of maintain the size, especially with some of the trees that get so big, like grapefruits and things. But, you know, still using proper pruning practices, making the cuts in the right places, you know, and is still better for the overall health of the tree in the long run, I think.
Very good. Now, many would like to add citrus trees, and do you have one or a couple that you think are probably better for them to add in our area?
Yeah, you know, the key thing with citrus is make sure you choose them, obviously, for flavor. Whether you like seeds or not, the ripening period, you know, you want a long season. If you blend your varieties, you can have fresh fruit for almost 12 months of the year. How well the fruit holds on the tree, you know, a navel will hold on for 3 or 4 months without losing quality. Something like a satsuma may not. Climate adaptation, if you're up north, you got to worry about the hardiness. But I love the Caracara or the red navel. I'm still a big fan of Meyer lemons. They're just such a easy tree to grow, and they're so precocious and so generous with fruit. And then think about some of the ornamental characteristics too. I mean, you guys can grow great grapefruit down there better than we can here. So, you know, choosing varieties for a long season, for flavor, for seeds or no seeds. If you're going to juice them, who cares about the seeds? So that's kind of, and then you also got to think about the size of the tree and the ornamental characteristic as well. Some trees, grapefruits, for example, get really big, whereas a Meyer lemon is smaller. It's perfect for pots. The kumquats are so ornamental. Some of the kumquat hybrids are just fantastic.
I love the variegated kumquats.
Yeah, I like Caracara.
Yeah.
So, Lance, there are so many Floridians that have citrus in their yards that are older, but they're also declining, and it may be due to citrus greening. How do you know when to get rid of your citrus tree?
Well, you know, that's a tough question. If the tree is really declining and has gotten really in bad shape and you're not even able to, you know, get a decent harvest on it, then it's time to take one out. You know, a lot of people say, well, it's time to go with other fruit, and I just can't do that. I think it's still worth it to, if you don't have citrus, we may have to not grow them as long. We may make it into more of a perennial crop. But, you know, I still think it's worth it. When you plant citrus, just make sure you're really taking good care of it, proper water, proper fertilization. It's looking like the micronutrients like iron, zinc, and manganese are even more important than ever because of the greening. So go to the University of Florida for their recommendations, and then just take really good care of the tree. And if it's going downhill, you know, sometimes you just got to say it's got to go. I know you took a couple trees out, didn't you, Tom?
Yeah, I took out too many. Yeah, I took out a lot. Yeah, regretfully.
Yeah.
Amber Sweet, and that was a real one I hated to lose, but some of the other mandarins.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Lance, can you plant another citrus in the same location as a tree that had citrus greening?
Well, I would plant it not in the exact same location. I would plant it a little away from there. You know, the greening is transferred by the psyllid, obviously, and there are control measures for that, like the bioadvanced fruit, citrus, and vegetable, but it's not a magic bullet. But I would take it away from there just because I think that's a good practice whenever you've had a tree that's died in a location to not put it in the same spot, the same thing. What would you think, Tom?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Now that you have the root competition, the old roots rotting there, you aren't going to get all that out. Hey, with the greening still going on, you know, what do you think are the top couple of things that we should be doing for our trees?
Well, I think that, you know, there's been some research that shows that proper fertilization is very important. So that's one thing you should certainly do, and that makes sure, you know, make sure that you're using a good citrus fertilizer that includes all the micronutrients, or even consider getting some chelated micronutrients to apply. But just do everything you can to keep those trees as healthy as possible. You know, you can use the fruit, citrus, and vegetable from BioAdvance, but you can only use that once a year, and it's good for about 3 months. So if you really want to keep those psyllids off the trees, you're going to have to use a multiple spray approach with things like maybe neem oil and other products that are labeled for citrus and for psyllids.
There you go. Lance, so New Year's resolution, what should gardeners be doing, making a resolution on?
Well, I had one, but then when I listened to you talking about the irrigation systems, I kind of changed it a bit. That is so important to go out and really check your irrigation system several times a year at least, and that means turning it on and getting out there and actually digging around in the soil to see how deep your water is going. If you fine-tune that irrigation system, and the plants are going to tell you if they're having problems, and it could be your system. These are irrigation systems for tools, and you got to use them properly. So I'd go out and check that irrigation system really carefully.
Thank you, Lance, so much for coming on with us today. Have a safe, healthy, and a prosperous New Year.
Yeah, hey, Happy New Year, Lance.
And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. If you have a gardening question, now is the time to call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
What's so special about this new year? Well, after the year we've had, we can certainly say it sure ain't 2020. We saw firsthand how crisis and hard times can literally happen overnight, uprooting our lives like never before. We all want this new year to be better in so many ways, but real change takes more than just a desire to make it happen. The power for lasting change means admitting that we're helpless to change on our own without the help of the Lord. The Bible says if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. Christ transforms us from the inside out. He gives us his word for guidance and the Holy Spirit to empower us to live for him and be more like him in spirit and character. He can change our lives in everlasting ways. And that is life's greatest change. This is Bryant Wright wishing us all a new life for 2021, right from my heart.
For devotions, text DEVO to 77222.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-989-1694. 800-989-1694. That's 800-989-1694.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now.
You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low-Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I want to remind everyone that Lance has some wonderful gardening books. He has the Gardening with Dummies series, Roses for Dummies series, and also Lawn Care for Dummies series. And they're good books. You can even, you know, find them useful if you're not a dummy. But you can go ahead and get one of those. Or you can get his citrus book. He's got a beautiful citrus book, which has over 100 color photos in it. And all his advice and more, you can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your favorite bookstore. So we want your gardening questions now, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. We have Gene in Winter Park, Tom. Happy New Year, Gene. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, good
Happy
morning.
New Year to all of you there. I have a question in reference to citrus. I have a Myers lemon tree, and my daughter also has one. She lives in Tallahassee, and we're both experiencing quite the same problem. The fruit, before it even gets totally ripe, is rotting either at the stem or at the other end. And naturally, some of them are coming through okay, but there's quite a few that this is happening to. What's causing that?
Sounds like a nutrient deficiency to me, especially if it's at the blossom end. And that could be a calcium deficiency, or it could just be the weather, the extremes that we've had. We've had wet and dry and hot and cold.
Right. I was wondering on that. Now, she's had more rain there than what we've had, but she said she's found quite a few of her lemons are doing the same thing. Some of them it will mature and be okay, and again, some of them before they even mature have that rotting either on one end or the other.
Yeah, just make sure that you're keeping your nutrients up, your regular fertilizer, and also if you want, you can put a minor nutrient spray on.
Okay,
that will help,
A spray rather than a granule?
Well, use the granular fertilizer, but the minor nutrients are all spray-type products.
Okay. Can you suggest something?
Yeah. In fact, we had an email, a text message here. They want to know about minor nutrients, which ones. And both Sunnyland and Southern Ag have minor nutrient sprays, and both of them are good. And you can be sprayed on or used on the soil.
Okay. It was Sunnyland, and what was the second one?
Southern Ag is the other one, Southern Ag, and they're available at independent garden centers.
Okay, independent would be better. Thank you very much for your help. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you, Gene. Happy New Year.
Happy
Tom,
New Year.
We have text messages.
Yes, we got plenty of them here, and I just finished up this one about the micronutrients, and here's another one following up on the citrus, and he said, is there certain times of the year to spray citrus for greening? And what we're trying to do is keep the psyllid down, and we do it at each flush of new growth. As soon as you get that flush of new growth, you put the spray on for greening. If you're using the one, that Lance suggested, it is a soil application. And the first application of that would go on about March. And remember, he said it's only good for 3 months. So at the next flush of growth, you'll have to come in with neem oil or insecticidal soap or something of that nature. So most of it's tied in to the flush of new growth.
It's more tender. The insects like it better. They do have a preference.
Yeah, you'll see the psyllids up there feeding on that nice new succulent portion. Here's one for you, Teresa. It says, when can we start to prepare a bed for wildflowers?
Well, you know, the time for putting wildflower seeds in is in the fall. They like that, you know, kind of cool period, the winter, to go ahead and germinate in the springtime. I think they've still got time. We've got a pretty much cold weather still coming, you know, through February. So get those wildflower seeds down now. Prepare the beds now.
Yeah, and I would think there would be some, you know, container-grown wildflowers out there, Galardia, Coreopsis, things of that nature. So you can put those in at about any time. But you know, you really need to hurry if you're going to sow seeds, I would think.
Yeah, if they're going to sow seeds, they need to do it now. Transplants, again, like you said, any time of the year.
Yeah. Here's just a comment here. Thanks, Kendall Andrews. It says, raining in Bradfordville, Florida, since 4 p.m. yesterday. And so Bradfordville, Tallahassee area there. And so I don't know whether it's a heavy rain or just a drizzle, but since 4 p.m., that means they're getting a fair amount of rain.
Well, I know that Texas, where this cold front's coming from, they did have to put out flood warnings. So, you know, when it started raining there, I guess Wednesday or Thursday. So that's what's coming across the state now. It came east. So flood warnings there. So be careful. You know, just always watch.
And it's supposed to cool us down some also. Here's another text message. It says, what should we be doing now for our blueberries? And, you know, I'm thinking main thing is make sure they don't dry out. You can renew the mulch layer a little bit. We don't put down another fertilizer application until about March. Blueberries are flowering. We just don't want to do a whole lot for them at this point in time.
They should be going dormant. The leaves should be red, you know, right now, you know, different various shades of red. So they don't need anything right now. But in the springtime, make sure you jump on that fertilizer.
Yeah, and that would be an azalea camellia type fertilizer. So
yeah, acidic.
Some that they need. So right now, if you want to send us a text message, we've cleared them out. Text message number here, of course, is 23680, or if you want to give us a call, it's 407-916-5400. One of the things that we kind of skipped over because we didn't have time was some of the color that we could be adding right now. So, Teresa, you have plans to add color?
I do. Well, of course, any of the winter annuals will add color, like your pansies and petunias, like Jody told us about, snapdragon, sweet alyssum. But you can also get some color in, your ornamentals and also your, coleuses and things like that. It's a little early for that, but you definitely want to put in, some color foliage. Make sure you do that. The stramanthas, the bromeliads and things like that can add color too as well.
Now, you know, what's out right now is really starting to color up the landscapes. If people have them, happen to be the camellias, and I really like to grow the camellias.
I do, and this is a great time to get, you know, go and look and see what varieties you can get at, the Seminole, Seminole South Nursery, Tree Nursery. They have over 300 types of camellias, so you can go and pick out your favorite color, and they're like azaleas. You can get early blooming, mid blooming, and late blooming wintertime, early spring, and you can go and check them out and see what they look like before you buy them.
Yeah, that's South Seminole Farm and Nursery. Locally, but almost every town has a nursery, and many of them will have good camellias.
Mm-hmm.
The nursery just kind of specializes in them. Like I said, they have over 300 different types there. You can also go to your botanical garden and clay gardens up in Tallahassee, but if you're in the central portion of the state, you have Lou Gardens. You also have gardens in Winter Park, which is gardens, and many of them.
There's also our new sponsors, Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. They'll have some camellias that you can look for there.
Yes, no doubt about that. So camellias, right now, you know, camellias used to be much more popular than they are now, but they're still one of our great winter flowers, and you have a number of different types. You have Sasanquimas and Japonicas, and others, so it's kind of neat.
We do have a call from Lois in Orlando. Good morning, Lois. Happy New Year.
Hello, Happy New Year.
Thank you. Is that buzzing? Do you hear the buzzing? Is that bothering you?
No.
Buzzing?
Oh, okay.
I don't hear buzzing.
I got a timer on. I have a timer on, didn't I? You know, I am so confused about fertilizer in the winter. Do I fertilize plants that have flowers? Don't fertilize them that do have flowers?
Lois, if it's annual flowers, yeah, you can fertilize them lately, maybe not fertilize them quite as often. But normally, annuals, vegetables, herbs, as you well know, the fertilizer. But other trees and shrubs, we normally don't fertilize. Teresa?
Yep, no, I would do your herbs and vegetables and annuals, and you can either do a light liquid fertilizing, or you can do the slow release fertilizing on them, but you don't need to fertilize anything else until the springtime. We'll tell you when.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at my crown of thorns and things like that that are flowering. Should they have fertilizer or just forget them?
Yeah, you know, you really don't need to on the crown of thorns. It kind of likes the weather. Anything that likes the cool weather and is growing, then you put the fertilizer on. So what do you do for herbs? You and Chuck are herb experts.
Well, like you said, we have good soil. I fertilize. I make sure they're watered, and they're just doing beautifully. I'm really enjoying the garden.
Yeah, so do you put fertilizer on the herbs?
Only when I fix the soil. You know, Chuck mixes up some stuff for me, and I add thyme release, and I do it then. I don't usually fertilize too much after that.
Yeah, but you put the thyme release in, so it's fertilizing.
Yeah.
So Lois, you want to encourage, fertilizer encourages growth and blooming and to absorb the nutrients, you need that. And so if they're already blooming, they're already doing a good job. It's going to be after they bloom that you're going to want to give them another kind of application. So, you know, when you're doing it on a slow release every 3 to 6 months, depending on the fertilizer, you'll have plenty. I mean, that's plenty of fertilizer for the plants.
Okay, but boy, don't you want to go in there and just give them all kind of stuff.
I know. You want to treat them nice, but you did. And, you know, the time-release fertilizer is more reliable than I am because just doing it regularly, I tend to forget.
Oh, my
there
God.
There you go.
I know. Yeah.
All right, Lois, thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year to people, too. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Okay, Tom, text messages. We've got about 1 minute.
Okay, good. Let's see. When do you prune and fertilize muscadine grapes? The pruning is done coming up here in about February, and they're going to bleed if you prune them, so don't worry about it. They're going to drip a lot of sap because they'll be putting on their new growth in March. So you'll prune them, and in March you put down your first fertilizer application. They did a follow-up here. What type of fertilizer? Any kind of garden fertilizer is fine. For the muscadine grapes, just use a balanced fertilizer. It's like Ed was talking about last week, I think it was 6-6-6-10-10-10, and just follow the label.
There you go. That's great. I was telling someone they had muscadines in their yard, and I said, you know, these have fruit on them. I said, if you can get to them before the birds and squirrels and bears, you know, you'll get muscadines off. And they were really surprised. They just thought it was a weed.
Yeah. And the other thing about muscadines. We have muscadine grapes and bunch grapes get an extension bulletin because they're each pruned differently. Muscadines from bunch grapes are pruned differently. Get the extension bulletin so you know what you're doing.
There you go. Thank you so much. If you have a question, you can give us a call, 407-916-5400, or you can text Tom at 23680. We'd love to talk to you. And Tom, we are going to be taking more phone calls. This is a live show, and so we want to wish everyone a Happy New Year. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-689-9715.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you missed any of today's show, you can always find it on the Better Lawns and Gardens website on iHeartRadio, iTunes, and Amazon. And you can also find the podcast on my website, she-consulting.com. And Tom, we have a text message that we can get right to.
Yes, we do. And it's one maybe you might want to handle here. What do you do about yellowing hibiscus leaves? That's the first question. And, you know, I would think, after all this cold, we're going to see a lot of yellowing on hibiscus.
We are going to see yellowing on hibiscus. Hibiscus really are affected by their environment and by their care. So you're going to see them drop leaves easily if it gets too cold, if they get too much water, if they don't get enough water. So I would kind of think it has to do with the wintertime. I would just make sure that it's being maintained properly, getting adequate water, not too much, but just watch it. If it's one or two leaves, no big whoop. But if it's the whole shrub, then you have to look for a reason.
Yeah, they said it has black spots on the leaves, too. But, you know, again, we have a thing that they call winter decline in hibiscus. And sometimes it really doesn't show up until spring when the plants start to make new growth. But you're going to see, I think you're going to see lots of yellow leaves just due to the cold that we've had. And like you say, don't get too concerned. Now, if it's the whole plant doing it, or if you've been in an area where you've had a heavy frost or maybe a freeze, then you're going to expect some dieback, that's for sure.
Sure. We have. If you'd like to give us a call, 407-916-5400. The lines are open, Tom.
Good. We want to keep Kelly busy there. Okay, here's a question. It says, what are bunch grapes? How do I know which ones I have? My muscadines are very small. Maybe they're not muscadines at all. Muscadines have scalloped leaves. What I suggest you do is go up onto Google or some other search engine and put in muscadine leaves and then put in bunch grape leaves, and you can see the difference. If you get the University of Florida's publication, it may also show you a picture, but you do need to know which one you have. Bunch grape leaves are deeply cut. They're very leathery. where muscadine leaves are scalloped and very shiny. Teresa, you have any other suggestions?
No, they're just really easy to look for. A bunch of grapes right now, they're turning yellow, and the leaves are turning yellow and green, so they are deciduous. So you may have to wait until spring to identify it.
Yeah, they're our native grape also, so if you find them growing in the wild, they're going to be muscadines. Yeah. Okay, here's one here. What is your thoughts on using Epsom salts? It does wonder for my bell peppers. Teresa, Epsom salts.
Epsom salts, there's a big, you know, new research into it that, you know, if you're just putting Epsom salts on your plants, that's not everything they need. You want to go with a good fertilizing program. If you're fertilizing correctly and with the proper fertilizer, then they're going to get that magnesium sulfate, and so you don't really need to put it on. But it does give you a little boost if you need it, and can kind of shock the plant into getting under control.
Yeah, some plants are heavier users. Roses are heavy users. Gardenias are heavy users. We heard from a listener in Tallahassee where they put the Epsom salts on. And if you have a magnesium deficiency, it's going to help. If you don't, then it's not going to. And the other thing is make sure you have the proper pH. So in this case here, this listener is saying it does wonders for my bell peppers. And like you say, just an application certainly ain't going to hurt anything, and it may actually help.
Sure, sure. And I don't necessarily know if it was the Epsom salts that was making the bell peppers, thrive a little bit. They're really, they need balanced fertilizer. They need all of the nutrients, the macros and the micronutrients. So you want to make sure you're fertilizing and not just putting Epsom salts down.
Yeah, Epsom salts is not the cure-all. Let's put it that way. Yeah. If you want to give us a call, feel free to. The number here is 407-916-5400. We need a question for Joni. She's over here. Looks like she's about ready to sack out on.
No, I'm not.
So Tom, I have a question for you. I have a question for you. How do you feel about rolling lawns that are newly installed?
You know, I think certain lawns really need it. Now, St. Augustine, not necessary, but it certainly won't hurt anything. If it's zoysia, you need to get that zoysia down in good contact with the soil. If not, if it has air pockets underneath it, the zoysia is not going to establish well. And so I think rolling can be of value. Most of our St. Augustine and Bahia lawns are put down without rolling. The other thing rolling can do, if the lawn is not even when it's first put down, rolling can help it even it out a little bit. What do you think?
I think you're exactly. That would be my opinion. I think it helps with the root contact, and it makes it look a little bit more level, and you want to get it all down into that soil and get good root contact. So we still have time for your phone calls at 407-916-5400, and you can text Tom at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep.
They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. 800-689-9715. That's 800-689-9715.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Paid for by US Med.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. If you've missed any of the program, you can go to betterlawns.com and click on listen to download the show, or you can hear it on iTunes or iHeartRadio, and also on my website, which is she-consulting.com. Tom, we've got a lot of phone calls here to get through, so we're going to run real fast. Okay. Steve in Tallahassee, good morning.
Hello, Steve.
Hi,
Tom. Steve again from Tallahassee. Quick question. St. Augustine Lawn, just wondering, what's the best way to time my application of pre-emergent herbicide?
Pre-emergent.
Cold weather, and now we've got warm weather and so forth.
Yeah, probably about mid to late February, put down your pre-emergent. You want to catch it.
Okay, how about if I'm seeing clover and some blue annual in the sunnier places, just spot treat it or what?
You see that? Yeah, go with your herbicide and just do spot treatment. That'd be fine.
Yeah, the pre-emergent's okay. Not going to affect any weeds that you see already growing in your yard.
All right, well, it's an atrazine, so it sort of does.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
Atrazine will do both. Yeah, it could do both.
Exactly. There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks very much.
Okay.
We're going to go to Nancy in Mount Dora. Good morning, Nancy. Happy New Year.
Hi. Happy Hello, New man. Year. Good morning.
We got about a minute.
I have a lime tree that looks like it has sooty mold on the leaves. What should I use on it?
I just go through with an oil spray. Get yourself an oil spray. You can get that at your local garden center, year-round oil spray or one of the others, neem oil.
Neem oil, yeah.
It'll take care of the insects, and it'll also cause the sooty mold to slough off.
Okay, do I use it just once, or should I use it again in a couple of weeks?
Use it once, and then repeat it in a month.
In a month. Okay, thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Nancy. We have George in Orlando. Good morning, George. Happy New Year.
Hello, George.
Happy New Year.
How can we help you?
I got a soursop plant. It's about 3 feet tall. And the first time it got cold, all the leaves fell off. Will it come back?
What kind of tree?
Soursop.
Soursop.
Oh, a soursop. Okay.
Yeah. My guess is we have not had that much cold, so the tree is probably still in good shape. We haven't had a freeze yet. When you get a freeze, that's when you get stem damage. So I think you're going to be okay, George.
To be okay? Okay, because it's in the pot. I just left it outside.
Well, we haven't had freezing weather yet in your area, so I think you're going to be fine, even though you lost the leaves. But what you can do is take your finger, scratch the stem. If the stem is still green underneath it, you know you're okay probably.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you, George. Tom, we have text messages.
We've got tons of text messages here. Let's go see. When do you use blood meal and bone meal? Those are natural organic products. Bone meal is high in nitrogen. I mean, a blood meal is high in nitrogen. Bone meal high in phosphorus.
Phosphorus.
So, Teresa, what do you think?
Well, I think when, you know, you want to prepare your beds, if you're doing your garden beds, then you can do that now. And you can also put it down by the rows of plants, your herbs and vegetables, if you would like to use it then. I would apply it then on the sides. Dress it up.
Oh, you got a nitrogen source and you got a phosphorus source. You don't have a potassium source. I would go through, you can use them, but they're not complete fertilizers. So you may want to get, you want to go to organic route, get an organic fertilizer. You can use the blood meal as a supplement, and the bone meal will provide the phosphorus over a long period of time. So just go ahead and use them lightly, and you need a full fertilizer. Let's see. I have a blueberry bush that is a year old and is full of flowers and berries. Should I fertilize it now? I would say no, Teresa.
No. You want to wait till the springtime. You don't want to do anything that's going to shock that system and drop those buds.
Yeah. Just wait right now. Enjoy the plant. We mentioned you can make sure the soil is moist. You can add a little more mulch if necessary. Next fertilizing time is going to be somewhere around March. Here's one here. This is one that Joni's been thinking about, too. And it says, my chrysanthemums have stopped blooming. Do I pull them or cut them back? Are they an annual or a perennial? Teresa?
I think they're a long-term annual. You can get them to go through the seasons. I would cut them back and see what happens.
Yeah. Well, we have one out front there. Joni is threatening to pull it out and get rid of it. I have saved it. It's about 2 years old, so I will eventually cut it back. As long as it doesn't freeze, it will do okay. But it's a neat one for summer blooming. So, Joni, we're going to leave it.
Okay.
There you go. Tom, we want to thank Lance Walheim for being with us today and giving us hope that we can grow citrus in 2021. If you'd like to hear any of the podcast or the show, you can go on to betterlawns.com, and you can hear Lance's talk with helpful advice. I was really pleased to hear him say that we're going to be able to keep growing citrus. Joni, thank you for growing, for helping us grow beautiful petunias. I think I'm going to go get some and put them in a hanging basket. I think they'll look real beautiful. Everybody should plant petunias right now. Kelly, as always, thank you for producing the show. Tom, this is our first show for 2021.
First show, and somebody had a lime tree problem with, looks like, Cercospora copper fungicide. Put a copper fungicide.
There you go. We'll be back next week with more of your gardening questions and text messages. Thank you to everyone who is listening, all our long-term callers and texters. Remember to join Tom and I for more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.